On the 13th of May, 1981, in St. Peter's Square in Rome, a Turkish killer, sent by dark and powerful forces, Mehmet Ali Agca, shot Pope John Paul II. The 23-year-old Grey Wolf is a professional and excellent gunman. He is there to kill. He stands behind the front line at a very near distance, only 3 meters from the Holy Father. Exactly 40 years after the assassination attempt on John Paul II, there is again talk about an enigma related to what happened on that 13th day of May, 1981. Ali Agca, who was a professional assassin and could not have failed at such a close distance, explained to the judge that he only fired 2 shots because next to him there was a nun who at a certain moment grabbed his right arm so that he could not continue to shoot, otherwise he would have killed the Pope. Sister Letizia Guidici was standing a few feet behind the gunman, but when questioned if she was the one who grabbed the gunman by the hand, she denied. Pope John Paul II had always stated that he was saved by a supernatural intervention of the Blessed Virgin. This is witnessed by the icon of Our Lady, which was painted, according to his will, in St. Peter's Square, on the spot where the crime took place. But who was this nun, described by the gunman, that prevented him from killing the Pope? Actually, for many years, there has been talk about the religious sister in question, who turned out to be Sister Rita Montella, whose baptismal name was Christina Montella, an Augustinian sister who died with a reputation for holiness on November the 26th, 1992, in the cloistered monastery of Santa Croce sul Arno in Tuscany. Sister Christina, who was connected to Padre Pio, had great mystical gifts, and today, the church is considering opening her beatification process. It was a case of bilocation, thus, the attack that would have changed the history of the church and of the world was thwarted. Christina Montella was born in Cercola, Naples, on April the 3rd, 1920. When she was just 2 years old, while at her aunt's house, she saw a picture of St. Gerard Magella come to life. This only frightened her, but several days later, she took courage and came to see the picture again. This time, St. Gerard extended his arm towards her, embraced her, and told her, "Christina, you will become a nun." During her childhood, she continued experiencing mystical phenomena like frequent interaction with her child Jesus, the Virgin Mary, and a guardian angel. Her heavenly friends told her not to say anything about it. She was also very penitential. She would sleep on the floor with a rock as a pillow. Her father took her out of the school when she was in 5th grade because of the fascist government, whose ideology her father was against. After this, she remained at home and became active in parish work, teaching catechism to girls. At the age of 14, she meets Padre Pio for the first time, the night between the 25th and the 26th of August, 1934. Padre Pio appeared to her while she was praying. She had never seen him before, so he introduced himself saying, "Christina, I am Padre Pio," and started calling her Bambina, which translates to little girl, not because of her age, but rather because of her innocence. On September the 14th, 1935, almost 1 year after the apparition of Padre Pio, around 2 a.m., the 15-year-old was praying as usual in a bed. Suddenly, heaven opened up to her. She saw in the forefront Jesus alive on the cross, with rays coming out of his wounds. Near him were the Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, and Padre Pio. It was then that she received the stigmata. She recalls that Jesus asked her if she wanted to feel the pain of his wounds, and she said yes. It was in that moment that she received the stigmata. The wounds disappeared, however, the pain and the wound in her side remained until the end of her life. Since that September the 14th, 1935, she kept the holy hour, which she called the holy hour for priests. During this time, she relived the passion of the Lord in her body for 3 hours every night, but she did not suffer alone. Padre Pio joined her mystically every night. On August the 10th, 1940, she entered the cloister of the Augustinian nuns in Santa Croce sul Arno in Pisa, Italy. where she remained for 51 years until her death on November the 26th, 1992. She performed different jobs during this time, including cook, nurse, sacristan, seamstress, and accountant. At the beginning, Christina would pray the holy hour every night around 11 o'clock in the chapel, behind the sacristy, in order to be near the Blessed Sacrament. Here, Padre Pio would meet her and they would pray together with two couples of angels who would hold their arms up. Inside the monastery, Sister Rita suffered from the persecution of some of her sisters that disliked her. They humiliated her and called her strange and hypocrite. She tried to keep a supernatural life hidden. Everything that happened remained within the walls of the monastery. Father Teofilo, who would be a spiritual director from 1947 to 1962, believed that Sister Rita's gifts of counsel, prophecy, and prayer could help many people and wanted her to meet other religious and lay people. However, in the 60s, after he died, her supernatural gifts were kept hidden. Christina had many extraordinary gifts, such as visibly seeing her guardian angel, the gift of prophecy, reading of hearts, and bilocation. She also had the rare gift of accompanying souls into paradise. During the last years of her life, she nourished herself exclusively on the Eucharist, which often she received directly from the side wound of Jesus. During World War II, Sister Rita often visited soldiers in danger together with Padre Pio. Their visits were by bilocation. One of those assisted was Alfonso Montella, Sister Rita's brother, who was a prisoner in Greece. She said that she went together with Padre Pio many times to help soldiers in danger and to take humanitarian aid. She even went to a concentration camp in Germany to free an Italian soldier. Sister Rita even assisted Padre Pio in bilocation during his last agony on September the 23rd, 1968. She said that at the moment of his passing, the Virgin Mary, Saint Francis, and Saint Clare was also there. She suffered watching the doctors try to resuscitate him and said they should have let him die in peace. In 1980, Sister Rita was diagnosed with a brain tumor. 2 years later, she fell down the stairs and broke her left arm. From then on, her health deteriorated. She spent most of the 1980s enduring physical sufferings. She passed away at 1:30 p.m. on November the 26th, 1992. Sister Rita Montella, prega per noi.